Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
46227.
Give me one second. Thank you for that information. Your first and last name?
Jamie Prentress.
Okay, I'm not locating an account with that zip code and that first. Oh, I told a story. Yes, ma'am. I am locating that account, and may I please have your shipping address for security measures?
Well, what are you?
This is a customer support line that services several products such as keto, male enhancement, skin care, and CBD products, as well as fitness products.
Okay, I've never gotten anything from you, nor have I ever ordered anything. And I see all these bills on my account, and I have not yet received, nor have I bought anything.
Okay, give me
I see a charge for 64, two charges, one on 5-4, one on 4-22. One on 4-6.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am. I'm trying to see if I can locate all of the transactions. Give me one second. I apologize. Give me one second.
You're fine.
Okay, so I am locating some information. May I have your shipping address for security measures?
My shipping address is 1705 East Thompson Road, Indianapolis 46227.
Okay, it looks like that an order was placed for a Focus watch, which is a fitness watch that keeps track of your heart rate as well as your exercise regimen. And then I am showing like some Focus pods, which is for your music pleasure during that workout, where it looks like that order was placed on April the 6th, where you paid the shipping of $5.97 for each of the products. Do you recall placing that order?
No, I have a Garmin watch that does the same thing that hooks to my phone. I don't need a watch.
Okay, so give me one second. So give me one second. Let me go ahead and send you over to the fraud department since you're stating that you didn't place an order for that watch. It does look like that the watch was delivered to that address that you provided to me. Just give me one second while I get your information transferred over so that you can speak with one of our fraud specialists.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I am still here on the line just getting your information over to the fraud department so that you can speak with the specialist there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I did go ahead and have the information transferred over to the fraud department. So just hold the line. Just don't hang up so that you'll be able to speak with the fraud specialist. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a good night.
You too.